Sir? Oh, good, you're still here. Thought you might have already left for the holidays. Everyone else already left, but there are just these few final documents that I need you to sign off on so that the design team can pick them up in the new year. Thank you. You know, I just wanted to apologize again for my actions last night at the Christmas party. It really wasn't appropriate of me to say those things to you. Thanks. Glad you understand. It's just that I'd had a few drinks and you hadn't invited your wife, and I know that we flirt a lot, but... No, of course. I'm sorry. It was very unprofessional of me. It won't happen again. Sir, before I go, can I ask why you didn't invite your wife? Because of me. I don't understand. She's jealous of me, but why? Well, that's very flattering for you to say, but she's a very beautiful woman as well for her age. Well, you know, sir, I may have been a little drunk last night, but I did mean what I said. I do think you are an incredible man. You're in great shape. You're smart, talented, dedicated to your work, committed to your wife and family. I doubt anything or anyone could break your constitution. So, why exactly is your wife jealous of me? Of course, I know I'm a younger woman who works very closely with you, but... She heard you moaning my name in your sleep? Oh, wow, sir, you naughty man. What were you dreaming? You know, if you hadn't politely rejected my advances last night, you might have learned a few interesting things about me, sir. I have been known to make a few lucky men's dreams come true. I have a few kinks that a lot of men tend to like. Are you sure your wife wouldn't mind us talking like this? After all, we are the only two people left in the building. We could be getting up to anything right now, and no one would know. Certainly not your wife. No, I know an honorable man like you would never do anything inappropriate with your young, attractive assistant now, would you, Daddy? Oops. Sorry, sir. But if I'm being honest, I do have a little bit of a daddy kink. Maybe that's why I like working for you so much. Here, let me massage your shoulders. Such a big, strong man. Such a powerful daddy figure. Could really make a girl weak in the knees. Oh? You don't mind me rubbing your shoulders, usually. Oh, good. Thank you. I do enjoy feeling your big, strong shoulders in my hands. And it is part of my job to help relieve you of your stresses. Yes, of course, Daddy. That's all I meant. You know I love massaging a big, strong man. Feeling their powerful physique in my hands. Knowing that I can make them feel good and relaxed. Just look at the difference in size between us. You must be twice my age and nearly three times my size. If you wanted, you could do literally anything you wanted to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, Daddy, did I just see a little twitch in your pants? But we're only talking. That's perfectly innocent, isn't it? Your wife wouldn't protest about that. You're not cheating. You're just sitting in your chair in a one-on-one meeting with your assistant. You know, I always loved a man in a tie, but they can be used for so many other fun things as well, like a blindfold. No, I think you'll want to see this. A whip? Yes. Maybe a binding? I could definitely use it to bind your hands to the chair. Like this. I doubt that it would really restrain a big man like you, Daddy, but it might work as an excuse, you know, in the eyes of the law. Yes, officer. There was nothing I could do. She tied me to the chair and then. And then. And then. And then what, I hear you ask. Well, let me just tie your other wrist as well and we can see. Of course, sir. All still completely above board. It's not cheating. If anything, you're the victim. Yes, that's it, Daddy. You look so helpless. There's that twitch in your pants again. You know, I think you might like being called Daddy as well. Do you, Daddy? Do you like it when I call you Daddy? When I pout my lips and lean forward to show you more of my cleavage? Or how about if I turn around and bend over to pick up my pencil so you can see my perky little ass in my short skirt? That bulge in your pants suggests that you do, Daddy. You know, I'd love to touch it. I bet it would look huge held in my little hands. Even with both hands and my cherry red lips wrapped around it, I bet there would still be room to spare. Oh, but I couldn't do that, could I? No. That might be a step too far. But maybe I could just sit on your lap. Little girls sit in their daddy's laps all the time, don't they? Oh, Daddy, what's that in your lap? Oh, it's pressing against me. Feels quite nice when you squirm about. I think it's getting even bigger. You know what? I think I do want to see it. No, of course it wouldn't be cheating. I'm just taking a look. You know, like medical procedure or showering at the gym. I just wanna take a quick peek at it, if you don't mind. Do you? I'm sure you could break free from those restraints quite easily if you really thought it was too much. So, let me just reach in here and pull it out. Oh my, sir. I mean, Daddy. It is huge. Oh, let me just stroke it for a bit and see if it gets any bigger. You know, Daddy, I've heard that with the right amount of teasing, a girl can make their daddy explode with passion with just the slightest touch. I've heard that by massaging this spot right here, right under the head of your penis, even just gently with the tip of my finger, it can send aching sensations deep down into your balls, making a man throb and thrust and come. I wonder how long it takes. If I just gently caress the sweet, special spot for a minute. Oh, Daddy, you're leaking some pre-cum already. Must really be having an effect on you. Your cock is already straining for release. Not much strain on your binds, though, but let me just make sure and tighten those up for you. We wouldn't want you to cheat on your wife now, would we? Being bound to a chair and molested is one thing, but we wouldn't want you getting free and touching me. Or, God forbid, being driven to a passionate rage and vigorously penetrating your doting assistant, shooting your seed inside her. Oh no, even the thought of it is too much. It's just too much. Too much for me, oh God. I need to touch myself. Daddy, is that okay? Do you mind if I touch myself? It's just, my aching little pussy is so wet at the thought of what we know we can't do. Let me just slip out of these panties and get up here on the desk. It's only fair that you can see mine after I've seen yours, Daddy. Look how slick and wet it is, Daddy, from seeing your cock. Speaking of which, you're twitching again. Is this tight, young, shaven pussy giving you impure thoughts? Is that what you were dreaming about when you moaned my name while in bed with your wife? Oh, God. I need to slip something inside. Would that be okay, Daddy? If I gently slid a finger inside my tight, wet pussy. Would you like to see that? If I just slowly finger fuck myself in front of you for a minute? Oh, God, I've needed this. You know, after you rejected me last night, went home and fucked myself 6 ways from Sunday, but it's just not the same. It's not what I really need. My fingers are too thin, but yours aren't. I think I need to start thinking about what I need, Daddy. A strong, independent woman needs to know what she wants and how to get it, doesn't she? I mean, your hands are bound in place anyway, aren't they? So if I were to suck on one of your fingers and then slide it into my eager pussy, that would be all right, won't it? God, your hands are so big. Let me just rise here for a minute. Oh, fuck. Daddy, are you starting to join in? Didn't you just slip another finger in? Oh, naughty daddy. Did you want to get those fingers good and coated in my scent? Do you want to taste it? Do you want to smell, like, and taste my pussy juices, Daddy? Here. My panties are soaked in them. Let's just pop those in your mouth. That way you can taste me. But of course it's not cheating. Not unless you keep them and jerk off to them again and again. So I do like that idea. Daddy jerking off over me. Thinking about me as you stroke your cock. Imagining you standing over me. Jerking over my face or laid here just legs spread. Begging you to shoot your hot cum all over my tits and belly. As I rub my soaking wet pussy for you. Oh, Daddy, your cock is practically streaming pre-cum. Has all this talk got you so hot and bothered? Do you think this is how I could make you come with one little touch to that special spot? One little touch. A graze of a nipple. A kiss. Do you think that would be enough to get you to spray rope after rope of hot daddy cum for me? But I wouldn't want to waste it. And what's that gonna do for me? I know what I need to do. Sir. Daddy. I'm gonna fuck you now. I'm past the point of thinking about your wife now and I'm sure you are too. So I'm gonna slowly lower myself onto you now and I'm gonna ride that glorious cock of yours until you come deep inside me. I'm gonna make you explode with the feel of my tight, young pussy wrapped around you. And I'm gonna make you mine. Oh, God. Once you've tried this pussy, Daddy, you're never gonna wanna fuck your wife again. And every business trip, every late meeting is just gonna be an excuse for you to come back to me and beg to be inside me. Are you ready, Daddy? If I just position my waiting pussy over your hard, throbbing cock, could you even resist if you have the choice? You're still twitching and straining. I don't think you could. Oh. Oh, fuck. 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 Daddy, can you feel it? My tight pussy lips gripping at your cock as I lower myself onto you. Oh, God, it's so big. Oh, fuck. This is just what I wanted. Oh, but I know what I need to take from you, Daddy. I need you to come deep inside me. Yeah, Daddy, do you think you can do that? Do you think you can do that for me, Daddy? Put me full of your hot, sticky cum. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's it, Daddy. Yes. Bury it deep inside me and come. Oh, God. Thrust up into me and come with me, Daddy. Oh, fuck, yes, Daddy. Oh, God, I'm nearly there. I'm nearly there. Oh, just thrust and come, Daddy. Oh, fuck, come for me, Daddy. Fuck, come for me, Daddy. Come for me, Daddy, please. Inside me as you shoot. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, God. Oh, sir. Wow. Let me just milk and suck the last drops out of you. We taste so good together. That was amazing. Just what I needed. I knew you'd be able to deliver. So naughty, Daddy. I mean, sir. Now, I'll have to head off for the night. I know you have plans with your wife this evening. Not that I think it'll lead to much anymore, now that you've had a taste of your young assistant. But I'll see you again, bright and early on Monday morning. I think we might need to have an emergency meeting or two over the holidays. Anyway, I'll leave you to free yourself. I know you were never really restrained. Good night, Daddy.